It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 11th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. One way to get people to pay attention to silicon and circuits inside a mobile phone, flood the stage with celebs, the band Maroon 5, and some random digital natives.
Can you dig it?
I can dig it.
At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Qualcomm showed off its new mobile chipset in a presentation that all agree was big, but many found baffling. Tim Stevens, editor-in-chief at the tech publication Engadget, was sitting there. Loving it, or perhaps not?
I would probably be leaning more toward the perhaps not side. It was an hour-and-a-half presentation. Didn't really need that much flash, I think. The chipset looks fantastic, don't get me wrong. What they're talking about is a mobile phone chipset that will have phones that are 75% faster than the ones we have today, but yet use half the power, so we could have, you know, double the battery life and much faster phones. And that, I mean, that right there is a great story. I don't think that you need to try it out Steve Ballmer and Big Bird and all the other celebrities that they rolled out.
And I was looking at the video feed. It looked for all the world like an amped-up Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, I mean, when Big Bird tried it out, we all started to look at each other thinking, what the heck are they doing up here? We also had Guillermo del Toro to show off Pacific Rim, and he played this three-minute clip of vampires being eviscerated and things like that, all being played on this giant screen, and there were definitely some people looking away from the screen. And that's not something that you see too often in a press conference.
On the other hand, we're talking about it.
We are indeed talking about it.
Tim Stevens at Engadget. Perhaps just as well, most companies can't pay for extravaganzas like that at the show. Consider Sam Vazisht, chief marketing officer of a company called Vivio. We connected with Sam last week, but during his flight from Boston to Las Vegas, his firm was picked by Entrepreneur Magazine as a top company to watch at CES. The result, a crazy schedule of meetings.
I got off the plane on Monday, which is the day before the show actually opens. And I turned on my cell phone, and I had I had a number of emails from folks that had read the articles.
Vivio makes predictive software for smartphones and TVs that tries to guess what you want so the device stays a step ahead of you when you speak to it. Vazisht says CES is a place where a startup can get a boost.
It's a really good place for us to address all our target constituents in terms of what we're doing new and what are some of the things that they can expect to see this year. As well as going forward.
Some are calling Vivio's system Siri on steroids. New TVs often come with 3D, but what about holograms, the almost sculptural 3D images that you can view from different angles? MIT scientists may have moved us closer. Here's computer science professor Matt Watts, who worked on a chip with something called
a large-scale optical phased array.
Think of a large-scale optical phase array as a way to control even bend light without moving parts. Watts says his chip could help with medical imaging or indeed holograms for home entertainment. And in the nearer term,
this is helpful for trying to determine the distance from the chip to some other surface. And in fact, one of the areas that we're pursuing is looking at this for accident avoidance technologies.
On cars you drive and cars that drive themselves. And before we go, Japan's most wanted hacker has been starting trouble with online threats and a computer virus he let loose. Now, according to Gawker, the hacker's taunting the cops in a new way. Took a stray gray and white cat and stuck on its collar a memory chip containing some kind of fiendish clue. The cat's fine and the chip's being analyzed. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.